with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. Speaking of neighborhoods, Barbecue Bob is on yet another vacation, right? He's down in the Dutch Riviera, someplace down there on the Gulf shores of the Atlanta area and Georgia. And on the live line right now, I think we've got him pulled away from the breakfast table. You out there, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you, man?
Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Yeah, that's where you're at. Okay, not in Georgia. You're in Alabama. That's right. I never know. You travel so damn much. Who knows?
That's okay. We come here every year. You know, Michigan folks in particular seem to like Gulf Shores.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about this Florabama bar before. Have you darkened their door yet?
We did, actually.
Yeah, right.
It's a tradition. Anybody from our school district in particular always picks Wednesday night. So the place has gotten to be gigantic, but more importantly, the fresh seafood this year is at a really good price, and I don't know, the selection is just overwhelming.
So what have you had?
Eating the heck out of shrimp because it's so fresh and so good. Lots of flounder, oysters almost every day. There's a place here called Live Bait. And you can get a dozen oysters for $12, and they are so fresh, it's ridiculous. And do you have Mr. Sobey with you?
Yeah, how you doing, Bob?
Hey, buddy.
Are you eating those oysters raw?
Oh, yeah. You would absolutely love it here. I don't know if you've ever been, but this is right up your alley, buddy. And they need a good meat shop down here because I haven't found a good butcher yet.
I've heard that many, many times.
So, yeah, the scallops are beautiful also. Haven't done any of the lobster. I'm not a fan of warm water lobster, but people seem to like it. But we've been grilling a bunch. Actually did one of my favorites, which is a hot dog bar.
You're in the middle of seafood heaven, and you're eating hot dog bars. All right, Bob. We're with you, man.
Well, we got a bunch of kids with us, too, so they can only eat so much seafood. And it was awfully nice to have chili dogs and kielbasa and brats and all that stuff. We just had a wonderful time a couple nights ago doing that. But most importantly is just the overwhelming supply of beautifully fresh seafood. I mean, you can get shrimp so cheap, it's ridiculous. So we're just kind of binging on all the stuff that we normally don't get to eat.
Have you been grilling any of it?
Yeah, we actually grilled three times so far. But it's not a very good grill because it's a rental condo on the ocean. We rented a big house. It's like a duplex, side by side, three stories. And my brother-in-law Paul has one half for all of his kids and grandkids, and then we've got the other half for four out of the five kids and our two grandkids.
Sounds like a great time.
So basically, they're taking the rim of a car tire, throwing charcoal on it, taking a shopping cart, turning it sideways for a grill is kind of what you have down there?
That would be better. I've got a halfway decent charcoal grill. I can't find any good charcoal.
Yeah. How are the scallops on that grill?
Oh, my gosh. I wrapped them in bacon and used a little bit of just really sea salt and black pepper. It seems like I threw something else on one side, a little paprika on one side. We're kind of limited on spices. I don't want to buy too many spices, right? But, the key now is just to eat everything by tonight so we can pack up and go home.
Yeah. Well, that won't be a chore. You got some eaters down there, so that'll work.
Yeah, I'm getting lots of sun and running through a lot of sunscreen, but Gulf Shores, Alabama, is just, we're actually in Orange Beach, so we're right up on the Pensacola, Florida state line, And it's just a wonderful little stretch of beach. If you go east about 45 minutes or so, once you get a half hour east of Pensacola, there's a place called Destin, and that's another one of our favorite places. That's the Emerald Coast, and that water, I'm not kidding, it is emerald color and just so beautiful. Everyone in America should visit Destin, Florida once in their life to see what I'm talking about. Because it
sounds like a destination, right? Yeah.
You had to.
Yeah. Right. Easy. Easy. Teed it up for me, brother.
Mr. Sobey, thanks so much for helping out this week.
Oh, my pleasure.
The show will be awesome because when we're talking to you, it's just so easy to talk about meats.
Well, and we got a couple events coming up that you're going to want to be part of. Have both Grilling Guys there that are going to be great events. I know you've helped Blue Star Mothers before, but we got that going on. Got our anniversary in May, so we got a lot of fun coming up at us.
Well, let's get that on the calendar.
We got it. All right. Well, Barbecue Bob, enjoy your last day in paradise. You come back to reality. You missed the big snowstorm while you were down there, so life's good, my brother.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, take care. Ah, the life of Nurmico. You know, he's had a good year. That's what he said to
me.
What
about Bob?
Right, yeah. It's been a good vacation year, he said. He's like, yeah, I know. This is the third one, and we're only in April. But anyway, good for him and his family. He deserves it. He works his butt off. But, Tim, I want to talk about, he was talking about a lot of seafood down there, and you carry some seafood in the market, and do you get more call for fish fillets or fish steaks? And what do you see that's more popular between the two?
Probably the fillet is still more popular over the fish steak. But, you know, we sell a lot of fish steaks also. The tuna, mahi-mahi, you know, if it's a piece of salmon, it goes great on the grill, great in the smoker. But probably still, you know, just people are used to having that fillet.
And what are the popular fish varieties that you're moving?
Number one for the fillet still is tilapia.
Really?
It's probably the top one, yeah.
Real mild fish, real flaky, cooks real quick.
Yep. And then we've got a couple different crusted ones that are easy. Throw them on the pan frozen, you know, 22 minutes, you're eating.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, but now, with the fresh fish that comes in, you probably don't get a lot of that. Most of your stuff is frozen.
Correct.
Yeah, it's just so difficult to keep fresh fish and move it fast enough to.
Well, on top of that, I'm going to cut in on you just one second, but like fresh halibut, for example, when we went through the logistics of getting fresh halibut to us, if they catch it in Alaska on Monday, they're going to get back, you know, Monday night, pack it on Tuesday, ship it on Wednesday, gets into town here on Thursday, we're going to get it on Friday. So that fresh fish is 5 days old. Because we're in the Midwest, that's just the logistics of it.
Right.
So you actually get a fresher fish product if you buy that frozen fish fillet.
Makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
Makes an absolute ton of sense. Yeah. And to me, beef, when you freeze it and then thaw it out and cook it, has a different consistency than fish. I mean, fish is, whether I have it fresh or whether I have it frozen, seems like when it thaws out, it's the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But for some reason, there's something that happens in a beefsteak that, to me, I'd rather not eat a frozen steak and wait for the fresh one the next day if I have to do that kind of thing. Is there any logic to that? Or
I think there is, but yet I know there are times where we've done this. You know, we got camping season coming up, or maybe you're going canoeing or whatever that is. So in a time like that, then I would freeze our steaks. So let's say we're going to do a steak meal. I'll freeze them, put them in a vac seal them, use them as ice. Then the next day or 2 days later, they're naturally going to thaw. You lose all the juice in them.
Right.
And you really don't taste a difference.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe it's me. Maybe mine were in the freezer just a little too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to be talking with a guy named Captain Ken. And Captain Ken runs Gyra Charters out of Augre in the Saginaw Bay. And he is a walleye fisherman extraordinaire, and he's available for charters. So you're going to want to listen to this and listen to the knowledge that this guy is going to impart on you. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.